Hey, Pterodactyl crew, just real quick, we have some cross-promotion stuff from other podcasts, so listen to the ads, I guess, and check out these awesome podcasts. Thanks, the show will begin just afterwards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
I'm Hawk the Horrible.
And I'm the Grumpy Ghost.
And we are the Fandom Fusion Podcast. If you like nerdiness galore, comic books, video games, randomness, and sci-fi, then we're the podcast for you.
You can listen to Fandom Fusion.
Whoa. I don't want to be inside your dirty mind. Just tell them where to find us at.
Aww. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and thevillainsdemand.com.
You guys beatbox and rap and ad-lib at this poor subtle hand associate. You guys watch his eyes roll back into his head and his mouth starts to froth. He's like, okay, I don't know much. We have a camp just outside town. It's to the southeast. If you go there, there's going to be three other guys there. They're not going to be expecting us back for a little while longer. They have our dossier there, our mission and stuff like that, so that's where they are. I honestly don't know anything about the person who sent us. We have a double contract.
Are we sure this guy does not have permanent brain damage?
Cool, I'm gonna walk up to their bonfire.
Woggles, you suddenly feel so fucking invigorated. You feel like you could take on the world. You now have haste cast on you. You launch this. It usually is like, you know, like an arcane looking thing. This is like a spear of pure energy, and it lances through this guy, and just there's like a fucking hole in his chest.
An absolute piss missile.
We're back at the top of initiative to Andy.
I would just like to point out that you just made the goddess of magic having a piss kink canon.
Hey, we already went over how dealing with piss doesn't make it a kink.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to start my turn by just saying, husband bump is the nastiest phrase I have ever heard. And I regularly talk about pissing in buckets.
I shot a piss missile from my husband bump.
You're so fucking gross. Jesus Christ. Fucking nasty.
Anything for anyway, content.
So how many of them... There's Did I find two of them or just one?
Just one, and they are prone. They're prone about 10 feet away from you. And okay. there's a guy who has an unfortunate erection next to our resident warforged about 50 feet.
Get the prone guy, I'll get the horny guy.
Only if you cut off his dick.
Will do.
Alright, yeah, I'm going to get the prone guy.
Yep, you're going to have advantage on that, which will give you sneak attack.
Say.
So go ahead and roll with
advantage. Because he's blind.
And prone. I mean, he's just messed up.
Oh god, I rolled so bad for both of them. Does a 13 hit?
Ooh, jeez, no.
Fuck.
You somehow...
I'm bleeding out right now.
Yeah, you're bleeding out, and like your vision kind of swims a little bit, and you almost trip, but you don't. but you do kind of swing and miss, like sure, completely so whiff. And color spray only lasts until the end of your turn, right?
Until the end of my turn. So the guy who it was prone is no longer blind.
Well, here's what's gonna happen. It's now his turn. He's gonna get up. He's no longer blind. Make a contested athletics check.
Fuck you, man.
Can I give him the dad stare from?
Oh, that was cocked. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Oh wait, can I use guidance?
What did
10?
Yeah, so he grapples you and puts a knife to your throat. He says, "All right, everybody, stop what they're doing, or I'm gonna cut your fucking throat open."
This really went according to plan, guys. This went super duper well.
Thank you, ma'am. I try.
You guys all did great. You're not the ones dying right now.
Sorry, I'm immune to sarcasm.
Yeah, you can write that down as one of your immunities. Okay. What do you guys do?
I'm gonna take a look at Andy, and I am going to raise an eyebrow inquisitively.
He has a knife to my throat?
Oh, yeah.
Can I bite his hand?
Yeah, knowing Andy, she'd want to go for a risk.
Can I bite his hand?
So...
you can...
With my little tiefling fangs?
Can I hold my action until she bites his hand, and then I'm going to use... I want to run up, because I know Andy's going to pull some shit, so I want to run up and action surge this motherfucker to oblivion.
Alright, well, it's not your turn quite yet. There's still a bandit. Are you starting to run?
Can I use my reaction to bite his hand?
Absolutely not. No. What? That's not how this game works.
It's an unarmed attack.
Yeah, if we could do that, Logan would be a god. Absolutely not. I'm not setting that precedent. Yeah, you can do that in your next turn, though. Are you starting to run towards this dude?
I mean, how far away is he?
Oh, like 10 feet. Not even.
Yes.
All right. You're going to get a shot at you from his buddy. Okay. No, you're definitely not. It is now your turn.
Okay. I murderize him.
All right.
First attack. That's a natural 19 plus 5, 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it a menacing attack.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. I dropped my D8.
It's fine. You can just throw that wherever.
I'll take yours.
Okay. No, not that one.
Doing it anyway.
You're gonna fucking curse my dice.
Alright, 13 plus 5 is 18 points of damage, and he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
He succeeds.
Alright, well, I still did a butt ton of damage, and I was aiming for his fingers. If that makes a difference for you.
So, here's how this plays out, because it's basically all happening at the same time. You're, like...
Oh, wait. I'll action surge.
Yeah, do that.
So I'll make another attack.
Go for it.
That's a 3.
No. So, you're kind of...
Oh.
Preternatural super pseudo-dad sense kicks in. And you... As soon as this guy puts a knife to her throat, you, like, cut his arm off. And he drops the knife. He's like, "Holy shit!" And he's now armless. That's your turn, I'm assuming.
So would you say that was more of a disarming strike?
No, I'm gonna give it to you because you did a lot of damage. I'm not gonna acknowledge that pun. We're gonna keep on rolling. It's now Woggles, the Indomitable.
So we got how many alive?
You guys have 2 alive. One of them tried to hostage Andy, but has his arm gone. And another one has another arm in a different place that is sticking up.
Which one looks like they're doing better?
The one with the erection next to Trevor.
Alright, we're gonna go for that one then.
Yeah, go for it.
Alright, we're doing a tackle of the two-hand quarterstaff.
Yeah.
That's gonna be, 13?
No.
Yeah, okay. I guess that'll be my turn, then.
No bonus action? You can bonus action punch him for free.
I can bonus as punch him for free?
Yeah, it's a monk thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll totally punch him.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that attack.
No, it was a nat one. I don't think we're getting out of that one.
Yeah, you try to go for him, but you're so kind of waked out that he's like a little... I'm not even going to continue this sentence. Falafel's turn. Oh, shit, no! Logan, you have haste! You have haste! You get to do, you get to do fucking two actions.
Oh. Oh. Let's try one more. I have the spell literally right in front of me, and I totally forgot that I had it. All right, that'll be a 19.
That'll do it. So, yeah, that's a quarterstaff attack, so roll a d8 plus however many damage.
This is the... No, that's a d12. This is the d8. All right, that'll be a... Okay, this must not have been the d8. This is the d8.
It's the one with eight sides.
Yeah, that'll be a 1 plus 5. No, plus 5, so it's 6.
Very nice. You miss a couple. This guy kind of like does a can't touch this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you smack him right in the face.
So fair.
It's now Falafel's turn. He's just gonna try to firebolt the dude who tried to fuck with one of his friends. So the guy behind Andy is gonna try to firebolt. Oh my god, that hits. Damage time. Oh, yikes, that's a lot. And as his arm falls off, the stump is instantly cauterized by a bolt of flame. Yeah, that's a lot of damage. So, it is now Butt Toucher's turn, who's going to take another shot at the same guy. That's going to miss, though. So, we are now to Trevor. What are you doing?
I'm going to approach the poor soul I made a vow against.
An avowsal?
No, the vow.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to approach that guy.
No, yeah, that was so funny. You're so funny with your penis jokes.
Look, man, I'm a child. I'm dying. I'm a child. Over here. Okay.
I only wrote down advantage on attack. Would that count if I tried to like grapple?
No.
You just would
have to wail at this guy.
Alright, well, I'm assuming the other guy is going to die pretty soon, so. Yeah, I'm gonna hit him. Hit him with my sword. He'll survive it, probably.
Go for that damage.
Alright, with advantage, 24. Does 24
yes,
hit?
Yes, sir. Are you gonna put any bacon on that... As for now, baconless sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah.
You smiting?
Let me look through all my stuff I can do. Yeah, let's expend a spell slot and do divine smite.
Cool. So that's gonna be two extra d8.
17. 20. 20 because
very nice.
Everything. Everything combined.
Yeah, your sword glows with this vicious, radiant energy, and you, like, cut deep into this guy's shoulder.
That's Pog.
Very. It's now Dane after his piss missile. What are we doing?
Good bean. Well, I'm gonna move forward now, my 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna... target the one next to my brother with the raging Johnson.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do Sacred Flame. That's a nat 20 again.
You don't attack. That is a saving throw.
Oh, okay.
That would be very nice, though, wouldn't it? He does fail, though, so go ahead and roll that d8.
5.
5 damage. Yeah, as soon as he gets hit by this glowing sword, he takes one to the face, and he's not looking so hot. And we're back to the top of initiative. Andy, you have a guy who's kind of trying to grapple you?
Cool. I'm gonna jump on him and just stab him in the neck. Right up in the neck.
Yeah, make an attack.
It's not your day, huh?
Do I have advantage for any reason right now?
Nope, you do not.
10.
No. Yep, you kind of whiff. You're losing a lot of blood, and you whiff again. You're starting to get a little dizzy.
Cool. Too bad our party doesn't have any healers.
That's gonna be the guy's turn. He's gonna make an attack on Andy.
My healing word is
Yes, already used Andy's up. Sorry. The prime.
Yeah, I'm the big threat here, buddy. Yeah.
Well, he's right. She's right next to him. Also, he's wearing less armor. That's going to be 4 points of damage.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
All right. Yo, DM, I got a question.
I might have an answer.
Can you... we definitely have run over this before, but can you heal out of, like, saving throws?
Yes, you can.
Death saving throws?
Yeah, you can. If you heal somebody any amount of points of health, they will immediately become stabilized.
Yeah, you should have Lay on Hands.
Yeah, Lay on Hands.
I definitely do.
Yep. So that's his turn. We've got our dude who will take a shot at... Who did more damage? Yeah, Trevor. He's going to take... he's going to pull out a sword and attack you. Oh, no, that's a miss. It's now Augur.
Murder train, baby.
All right, let's murder this train.
I do want to point out that the irony is not lost on me that I cut off a man's hand.
Oh, yeah, no. I was waiting for you to kind of mention that.
So, yeah. I'm going to hit him. That's a 9 to hit.
No, so that's
I'm not going to hit him.
That's going to be a miss. You miss him as well.
Man, I don't have any bonus action shit either. And I'm still at full because everyone's been beating up Andy instead. So I can't even use my... Okay, well, that's my turn.
It's going to be Woggles.
Alrighty, which one's looking better?
The one who is missing an arm.
Alright, and he is within 40 really? Feet of me, I assume?
Oh, better, he's better. Looking... Sorry, I totally mind farted. The one that is right next to you is looking better.
Oh, perfect. We're just going to whack him with this quarterstaff, two-handed. Alright, that'll be a, 16?
That's just going to miss.
Ah, well, we're going to try and do a little unarmed strike just for the funsies.
Yeah, for the funsies.
Yeah, no, that's going to miss too.
Okay, you whiff a couple times. These guys are very dexterous because, you know, thieves and killers. So.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. I forgot I could take a separate attack. Because what I just did was my bonus
action. You have haste. You have haste.
I keep forgetting that. Go ahead. It's literally right in front of me on my computer screen. All right, second. Oh, we got a 14 plus 7. I'm assuming that's going to hit.
It sure will.
All right, and then we're going to grab the D8, the one that I know what it looks like now. And then that'll be a 2 plus 5 is 7.
Very cool. You smack this guy after he does some more MC Hammer-esque bullshit.
Yeah, honestly.
Cool. It's now Falafel's turn. He's going to basically finish running up to... the guy who you've whiffed on, who basically everyone's whiffed on a lot at this point, the armless fella, and he's going to attack him with Brian.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Okay. You watch as he runs up to the guy who's missing him. He says, "Your first mistake was... for fucking with my friends," and he drives it straight through the guy's, like, chin and out of his skull, and you watch as, like, you can see this guy's soul getting sucked into this blade, and you all hear, like, this malicious laughter in the background, and he kind of withers into a husk. So our dude is dead. We've got... one more fella left, and it's Butt Toucher's turn. He's going to try to shoot him with his hand crossbow. That is a nat 20. Jesus Christ. It's... yeah, okay. And he hits him right in between the eyes. We exit initiative.
That's epic.
Good game. GG.
GG, no re.
Wait, so was Andromeda, like... and death saving throws?
I approach Andromeda and lay on hands.
About fucking time.
I do it somewhere appropriate for a man of my stature to
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When you said that, I thought it was pretty...
Ogar was like...
Came up yeah, I know. I,
yeah, where are you?
I only... I felt the need to clarify.
You do an appropriate layout of hands. How many health are you giving her?
I could just give her one.
That is true.
I It'd swear be very to mean. Fucking God.
It'd be very mean, but you could.
Let's do 14.
Okay. Cool. That's pretty smart.
Save the last one for an emergency.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, you are back up to 14.
Andromeda is like a full adult woman.
Yeah.
In case that so was what are you unclear saying?
No, no, we are all aware. So what are you we saying? Are all aware.
What are you saying?
She just does not.
You guys are in this camp with a few dead bodies now. What are we doing?
I just want to stab the dead body a couple of times.
Oh, for sure.
I also stab the dead body a couple times.
There's like no blood left in this thing. Like, it's completely exsanguinated.
Hey, can I use divine sense on the poor chap that withered up, like the husk?
Yeah, go for it.
Will I learn anything more about falafel? charisma?
Oh, yeah, divine.
You don't have to roll for that.
Divine sense, you don't need to roll.
Oh, what did I? Why did I roll?
I don't know, okay, because yeah. This is a dice game. It's totally understandable. You kind of do your thing where you like channel that divine kind of sense about you, and you kind of look at this body, and you get like the same exact vibe you got from the sword.
That's okay. Lame. That's kind of lame.
Yeah. What I mean.
I mean.
Cool
us,
idea, but yeah. No, it's definitely more of a sword thing than it is a falafel thing.
Yep.
Doing it in the presence of falafel, he's just a guy. He doesn't have any celestial or infernal weird kind of energies about him. He just is a dude.
Yep.
Okay.
A really smart historical dude.
A really smart historical dude who's part of fantasy Illuminati.
I like his. Fantasy history Illuminati.
Fantasy history Illuminati. Yeah, so what are we doing?
While we're rolling, we should probably do investigation since they're all dead and we need to figure out where we're going next.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
I pat down one of their bodies.
Go ahead, and everybody can roll an investigation check.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Butt Toucher's got you guys covered.
That's a good one
right there. 16. Yeah, I got a 9.
I got a 26.
Yeah, you and Butt Touch are tied. So the rest of you guys kind of find like a couple of gold pieces total between the bodies. You guys also find the book that the guy dropped is called, it's a campfire songs book called Fire and Friends. And it's got a cute little fire guy in the front with like a little top hat and a cane.
Can
Looks
we
like he's singing.
Wrap the songs in Fire and Friends?
I will personally come to your house out of game and kill you all. But
is
you
that a promise?
That is a promise. You also find some burglar's tools, a poisoner's kit, a vial of weak poison, and a frog that is in kind of like a little mason jar with holes in it.
A friend?
A friend. Oh, and we found Andromeda, a friend. Andromeda, you also find like a mission dossier. You find that there are two parts to it. The first part was a request from Jairus Bigelow to kill Butt Toucher and his employer and anyone else as necessary. And that the location of Jairus Bigelow must remain a secret. And the second part is to kidnap the pink tiefling going by the name of Andromeda Keel for an anonymous client. Must be retrieved alive. Limbs may be removed if necessary for transport.
So I'll just kill myself. That way they can't get me.
When you read that, you get a flashback. So you remember sneaking out of your little cell one night while your family is asleep. You can hear someone else talking in a different room. And you creep forward, being careful not to disturb any rocks and pebbles, lest you make a sound. And you peek around the corner, and you see a dark elf woman who you know as Siobhan. She is seemingly talking to herself, and you see that she has in her hand a crystal that looks remarkably similar to the one that was in the Crown of Cognizance. Then you come back to the present.
Mm-hmm. Did it seem like she was talking into the crystal, or was she just also holding it?
Also holding it. It's pretty, the flashback's kind of foggy as well, so you can't tell if she was talking to who or to herself. And as you say that, you hear a noise coming from the mason jar that says, "Past!"
Oh, past what?
Past! It just keeps saying past over and over again, like just at different intervals. Past your bedtime.
Go to sleep, Froggy.
Not really. Oh, I'm about to murder this frog.
He's super cute, by the way. Like, 10 out of 10 adorable frog.
We can put him in a pot of boiling water and see if he jumps out.
He probably won't, because frogs don't do that. Frogs don't do that.
That's like that's the froggy boy.
He's a very sweet froggy. And he keeps saying... He keeps saying past. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Calling him out.
Got to rewrite the campaign. Sorry, folks.
True polymorphed into a frog.
And then the frog stops saying past and looks at you guys expectantly.
Future.
He doesn't say anything.
That's us trying to get him to respond is by saying the opposite.
And then the frog says, trip. And then as he says that, seconds later, butt toucher trips on a rock.
It's a magic frog.
I think the frog is like a prophet of some kind.
I read about this in a book.
What?
It's a prophet of at least 3 seconds.
Is this like frog of alert?
Wait. You read about this in a book.
Yeah, it was like a children's book.
Oh yeah, I remember that, Dane.
Were you guys a part of a cult or something? Like, were you raised from... never mind.
Oh my god, you guys a part of a cult?
Just no, a small...
What a crazy random
part. Wow, wild. Imagine that. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
We were just brothers, and our parents used to read us that story. If they took us in at bed at night, they'd go back to the barn and milk the cows.
Your parents sound weird.
That sounds like a euphemism.
Ew, you guys are so fucking...
What? No,
it's Sam.
Brian said that. I'm just voicing his concerns.
Everybody is talking at the same time.
Us being 12-year-olds or something.
Seriously, I'm not here trying to make...
Middle school humor.
Yeah, the preteen humor is
jerking each other off.
Yeah, if you guys... Hey, it's funny because our audience is 18 to 22 for the most part, but it's directed at 13-year-olds. Let's be really honest. No, you guys, what are we doing? That's what you find at the site.
Are we heading out of here? Because all these bodies are starting to smell like what it smelled like in my fugitive barn before it caught the attention of the authorities.
What?
Okay.
That was so specific.
Are we hightailing it out
what,
of here?
What was in your barn?
No time.
No time. We got to
get out of here. Yeah, are you super sure that you weren't in a cult? Because it sounds like maybe you were in a cult. Like a barn cult or those things? Or barn
oh, 100% those are things.
Were you guys in a barn cult?
Nope. No.
No, we're just farm folk.
Are all
it
farm
smells
folk
all the
like
time.
This?
You know, nope. Yeah, simple.
Yeah,
you'd
know. Be surprised.
No, they're pretty normal for Nevadese farmers, I would say.
Yep. One might
ever
call
since
the
we
monks.
Unionized,
in my country, we're not secretive about who we murder.
Where did this
well,
where did
we
this
don't
come
call it
from?
Murder,
what?
We call it pleasant conversation.
One might call the monks a cult, you know, it's all just perspective.
That's okay. Yes, I guess.
In my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
What the Jedi? What are you talking about?
Let's move on.
Fuck. You guys walk back to the Silvergrass Cafe. Are we all hitting the hay? At the Silvergrass Cafe?
Get it far.
Wait, do we have the opportunity to train before we go to bed?
No, you guys just did 2 battles in the night. Absolutely right. Not.
Fair enough.
What are we doing? We take we
long
take
rest
big
seems
nap?
Like a pretty good idea, unless someone wants to get drunk.
Nah, I'm cash.
It is Blackout Friday.
I'm feeling up too bad, so I'm going to drink casually with Falafla, or he has become colloquially known, Falafel. and maybe talk about the sword and what he thinks of all of this.
Yeah, you guys can do that. Woggles, are you just trying to get trashed?
That is what the monks taught me.
Yeah, you can get completely trashed. I'm not gonna make you roll for it. Woggles eventually is just
blacked out. He's on the ground. It's Blackout Friday. That's,
he's on the ground of the Silvergrass Cafe. He is sprawled out. Just
I have I was drinking straight out the bottle.
Oh yeah, of course.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I go up to bed? But can I take the frog with me?
Of course. I'm going to do... Does anyone else want to do anything before bed? Because I got to order this in my mind a little bit.
But I do want to, when I'm upstairs in my room with the frog, just do the opposite of whatever the frog says.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. Mike or Sean, do you guys have anything you want to do before bed?
Nah, I just want to review the frog story in my head because that brought up good times with my family.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
I want to go over the frog story with Dane.
Yeah, you guys can go over the frog story. It's a very nice brotherly moment. We're going to go to Falafel and Augur first. So you two are sitting at a table nursing some drinks. Woggles is on the ground, out.
Can we have, like...
Oh!
Just already.
Yeah. By the way, the mission dossier... Was I the only one who, or was I the first person to find that?
Yeah, did you share it with everyone?
No, I ate it.
Okay, which part? The main quest part or like the anonymous thing part?
No, the anonymous thing.
Okay, did you share with them the other part though?
The part about finding Butt Toucher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you ate the other one. So yeah, Falafel and Augur are sitting at table. Please do not do that.
Can we... Okay, moving on. Can we have, like, dipped part of Brian into, like, a glass of scotch?
You want to put... Oh, you want to... Okay, yeah, sure.
Are you having the sword drink with
you? You what you do is you wet a rag in some scotch and you, like, just wrap them in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... You guys are at a table. So Flava's like, what a night.
Yeah, I know, right? That was pretty eventful. We got, like, nearly assassinated, and then we found some spooky stuff.
Wouldn't be my first time, but it tends to happen in the business.
Mr. Illuminati man.
Oh, yes.
What do you suppose is, I don't know, what do you think of all of this and the recent developments?
Well, it's pretty par for what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting them to make any really hard moves against us right now. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It seems too early.
Yeah, it seemed like they had some kind of ulterior motive there.
I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, it really boggles the mind. I'm sure we're in the room that's right below Andy's room.
Yeah, Andromeda can hear this through the floorboards for sure.
100%. I can watch you guys through the floorboards.
Man, you wonder why they are...
You didn't see the dossier. You don't know.
Alex is passive-aggressively calling you out. Ogar is none the wiser.
So, Falafel, looks to Ogar, he says,
"All right, I need to do a little more research myself, but you can all go to T'Challe, which would be the main base of their operations. It's going to be a long walk there, so I don't... God, it's too much time. You could get hit on the road.
What if we rent horses?
Yeah, that'd be faster. Quick question, Tofla.
Yes.
You're not going to, like, become corrupted by Brian and try and murder us later or something, are you?
What? No.
Because it seems like you're starting to get pretty into it.
You think an evil sword can corrupt the likes of me?
Yes. Ryan, I once saw you punch a 13-year-old for some like specialty vanilla ice cream just because it was fresher than usual.
Well, Brian didn't do that. I did that.
Oh, shit.
But we are two separate entities, and we always will be. Brian is an incredibly... Would you like to grab hold of him? We can have a little group conversation.
Yeah, sure. If you think that is best.
All right, I'm going to... Brian, do not corrupt my friend, okay?
Brian, what's up, bitch?
You grab him on the sword.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Ew, was that a horny thing?
No.
Grabs on. Oh, yeah.
See, you're doing it. You're doing it. That wasn't me at all. I didn't mean for that to...
It sounded like the hormone monster from Big Mouth.
Oh, God, that's not an impression I want to do. No.
Who is it that now grips my blade?
This is Ogre Silvergrass, hello?
No, Brian, I've said that it's Ogre. I told you.
I know, I'm just fucking with you. How's it going?
It's okay. I still think you're evil.
That's like a relative term. Who's to decide what morality really... Who's to decide morality, you know?
Well, when it has to do with the life and sanctity of my friends, me.
Damn, that was pretty dope. Yeah. take a D4 of inspiration. That was a great line.
Alright, well, you do you. Is there a reason why you like convene this little powwow or?
Well, it's just because I don't want you to. We're going to be away for a while, and you're going to be alone with Falfa for a bit, so I don't want you to be go on corrupting and causing any murder sprees.
Oh, you think I can corrupt? No, that's not within my grasp.
I'm going to insight check that.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is a natural 14 plus... What is my insight? That's 16 total.
He's telling the truth. As far as you can tell.
Okay.
Look, I'm not a corrupting kind of sort. I'm a, if you try some shit and grab onto me too quick, I'll destroy your mind. You know?
Well, would you rather stay here with Falfla, or would you rather come with us?
I mean, it's up to you. Falafel is by far the nicest to me. Out of any of you.
Well, that's because probably. I treat you like a person.
I do think he's a person. I just don't trust most people.
You know, I can't blame you for that. I mean, I was also happy for the snack. That was a nice one tonight. That was a wicked soul, let me tell you.
Look, bud, I have been down the slaughtering people by the tens and then by the hundreds road before. I have gotten that high. Trust me, it leads you nowhere good. No matter how many souls you rend from this world, it is never going to fill the void inside of yourself. So all I'm going to say, bud, is every soul you consume is just going to make you emptier.
How old do you think I am? You're like, what, a couple 100 years, a couple hundred maybe?
Just about. And I don't really care how old you are. Age does not bring wiseness. It just makes you reinforce all of your old ideas until you are nothing but an echo chamber of your own thoughts of centuries past. I can't trust you to make new decisions because you've only been thinking about yourself for so long.
Well, you can't blame me when I'm trapped in a sword. There's not much wisdom to be shared.
No, I can't. But that's also why your age means nothing to me. Anyway, good night. If you would like to come with us, then have Falafel tell me. I would be willing to hold on to you because I trust that I can at least bear some control over your impulses. If not, I do not mind if you stay here. And I'm gonna go to bed.
Right before you let go.
Do you trust me at all?
Depends on how you think about trust. I would rather you be in my hands because I would be more aware of what I am doing, but that is of course a
selfish understanding of my own capabilities, and perhaps not or underestimating the capabilities of my friends. But I will do whatever I can to protect them, and if that means holding on to you, then so be it.
Where you are going, will you be cleansing people? Will there be death involved?
Unfortunately. Then death is involved in every profession.
Well.
It's just a little more in front of us.
I guess you could say that. Here's the thing. If you're going to bond yourself to me, it will hurt.
You think I give a shit?
No. I just want to be upfront with you.
Well, of course, I would like to be upfront with you. That's why we are having this conversation. It would be a pleasure working with you in the future.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can get a better, more positive rapport later on, but for now...
That's understandable. Do you want to get this over with, or do you want to wait till the morning?
Let's wait till the morning.
Fair enough.
I would like to have my morning tea without much of a distraction.
All right, and then you head off. We're going to cut now to Andy, who has a little buddy in a jar. What do you say to the frog?
We are not friends. You may be cute, but you do not deceive me.
Enemies.
Yes. I mean, can I make a perception check?
Yeah.
Because like it could be like it's talking about how you two are enemies.
Is so or... bad. That's a -1.
You are fucking enthralled with this frog.
So cute.
He is the cutest thing you've ever laid eyes on.
I see
you.
Cutest I don't care dude. How cute you are. I will squeeze you till your eyes pop out of your head.
Death!
Yeah, that's what's going to happen to you. I'm watching you, you frog.
The frog blinks a couple of times and then just kind of like does a little kind of like almost like a dog that like walks around in a circle before it lays down and then he goes to sleep.
Okay, I'm gonna cover him with like a little handkerchief so that he can't see me. Because he's still in his
mace. Are you sure he isn't
in his,
dead?
Like, little thing, right?
He has holes poked in the top of his little mason jar.
Yeah, I'm gonna cover it.
Okay.
And then I'll go to bed.
Covering it, of course, with something that air can pass through.
Yeah, just like a handkerchief so he can't see me.
Sam doesn't pull a fast one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not gonna...
Oh, you wake up, the frog's dead!
Whoa!
Ta-da!
What was that for? You'll never know.
Ooh! And the rest... And then Dane and Trevor are talking about the frog story. What's the frog story about?
Well...
Why don't we tell him?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell it or do you want you to tell it?
I think it would be very helpful if we were to go through it one page at a time.
I think the bird gods would love it if one of you did one sentence and the next person did another sentence.
Let's remind him of this story.
Yeah. From our childhood. Do you want me to start or do you want you to start?
You can go ahead and start.
Well, there once was a little frog.
Well, I knew you'd give me that. I knew you would use that. That was your sentence.
Oh, you want me to say another one?
No, I just...
Okay.
Yes, there once was a little frog, and it was very hungry, and so it hopped to the corner store.
The frog hopped through the door, and he went up to the chip aisle, and... He checked his wallet, but he didn't have anything.
And so he hopped out of the corner store and stood in front. And as people started to walk by, he asked them, "Could I have some change? I would like some chips."
a lot of people, they didn't like him. He got kicked like a football many times.
This is when our parents would bring up buckets again, and we'd go like, oh, buckets, yeah. Kick. And then the story goes on. But one time, there was a man who came and gave the frog 5 coins. Just enough for some chips.
Yeah. So he went in, and he bought some chips. He went for the cash register, and the cashier said, you can't buy these, you're a frog. You can't do that. Only people can buy these.
And so the man came inside, because he heard the plea of the frog, purchased the chips, and handed them to the frog. And then when the frog started to leave, the man grabbed the frog in a respectful way, like hand on shoulder, and said, we must share the chips. The frog was confused at first. The frog thought it was a gift from the man, but it wasn't. It was a treaty to split the chips. And so the moral of the story is that you can't always assume people are just giving you things. Sometimes you have to split it evenly. You have to understand they're inviting you to share with them. And then yeah. We'd go to sleep, and they'd go to the barn and milk the cows.
Yeah.
God, each of you take 1d4 of inspiration. I was trying not to laugh that entire time. Absolutely legendary. So you guys all go to sleep, and you know what that means? Dream time.
Yay!
So first...
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
I forgot one part of the story.
Oh, yeah. Continue, please.
They share the bag of chips, and then the manager says, I never seen two bit pretty best friends.
Please give them psychic damage.
Please. All the psychic damage.
Oh,
psychic
I think...
damage equal to our inspiration?
No, I'm not going to be mean. I'm about to psychologically scar you guys anyways. So, Dane, you get the first dream of the night.
Woohoo!
Technically.
I probably deserve it.
That's pog.
So, you have a dream that you are in an inky expanse of nothingness. Then, light shines from below and above you. From below you, you see what looks to be the body of someone dressed in ceremonial cleric robes with a serene look on their face. Above you is a crown that seems to eclipse the top half of your vision. You look back down at the body, and suddenly its eyes open, revealing a pure, white-hot, holy radiance from within them. And then the dream ends.
Damn, that was rough.
Woggles, you're swimming, man. You dream that you are back in your monk's cell. You are young again, and you're sobbing because you can't seem to get this path down. And you hear a knock at your door, and you hear a voice ask, may I enter your cell?
Yes, you may.
And in walks the master with the gray robes with the red skull on the back of them. And he says, why are you weeping, my child?
Because all the other kids can do it, and me, I can't do it. I can't make fire come out of my arms. I can't control the winds. I can't do what everyone else can.
But you try, do you not?
I've tried so hard. I've tried my best. I've tried. I could not try. I've tried harder.
I see within you not a flame, but a force of unstoppable will. I can see that you want power over the elements for yourself. To what end would you use these gifts?
Only to bring peace and order into this world so that everybody may find happiness.
I see. Your order focuses on channeling your emotions into stances and technique, so much so that there isn't much left to spare. Mine preaches a different lesson, my son. Do you know my order?
I don't believe I do.
I am from the Order of the Larconic,
but we are more commonly known as those who practice the way of the long death. And then you wake up.
Oh, wow. That was Auger, a gnarly dream.
That was a gnarly dream. Auger Silvergrass, you have a dream.
I do. Oh, that's really nice.
You do. You are young again, and you've just woken up after a long day of training. You feel sore from the bruises that your master had inflicted on you the day before, and you could swear that you're just bleeding internally. You walk out into a field where you usually train to find your master with a pot of tea. Sit. We're doing a different kind of training today. You know, there's more to this world than just a sword and a shield. You must learn to sharpen your mind as well as your skills in battle. Drink this. And then...
But master, what is it?
It's very... It's... Jesus Christ. It's very clearly tea. I don't know how you could miss that.
Is it like a specialty?
Take 1d4 psychic damage, you wake up. You can't use my own puns against me. Damn you.
Hey. Okay.
I wake up and I chuckle at how fucking funny I am.
You bastard.
I'm just gonna say it. When you were talking about how he was training him, it definitely sounded like they were fucking just like real rough sex.
Right. Sam is the only one in this podcast who has a dirty mind. The only one. Let us all be reminded of that fact.
Sam, I want you to know that at the very beginning, when you introduced yourself, I giggled because your name has cum in it.
Because my last name has cum in it? That's the most original joke I've ever gotten. You know what they called me? You know what they called me in high school, Audrey? They called me cummies. They called me fucking cummies.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. Very original and funny.
It's fine.
Oh. Yeah, we're gonna cut this out.
Or we will title the episode Cummies.
We're not titling the episode Cummies. There's absolutely no way.
It's just gonna be the gang's 12 years old again.
Yeah, it's that might be it. You guys all wake up, getting off the tangent train and into present town. you guys all wake up the next morning, for the most part feeling refreshed. And
guys, I just want to point out, I got Sam to rage quit.
Oh my god. You guys all go downstairs and you see Falafel and Butt Toucher are already up. And Brian is like laying out on the table. And Butt Toucher says, "Alright, we should probably come up with a game plan of some kind."
That does sound like a good good beginning.
Alright, so it's gonna take a few weeks to get to Tae Chao. It's gonna be a dangerous road too. Because your guild hall is the last one that doesn't have a teleporter, I'm pretty sure. So we're kind of screwed on that front.
Wait, I thought it had a teleporter now.
Yeah, I thought you have we fixed that.
You fixed the teleporter?
Yeah, that was like our first thing.
That was our second thing.
That was our second thing, never mind.
Well...
Yeah, look, we got dose rings now.
Yeah, we got the tea so that they could fix the teleporter. And Alex made the comment, "Hey guys, we unlocked fast travel."
Okay, wait. So, I don't know if we should use the teleporter that openly, though. We don't want to tip our hand for anything like that, because we don't know who knows what we are doing, right? We don't know how far this power chain of lieutenants goes. We want to keep this circle of trust as small as possible, don't you agree?
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay, Falafel, listen. We can sneakily use the teleporter, dude. Like, this doesn't need to be an issue that your buddy Nikki needs to know about, right? So we get in there, we use it, right? He doesn't need to know, doesn't need to be any wiser. We just take a day to kind of get prepared for the journey. We teleport over to T'Challa and we're gonna be there, yeah?
If we just walk in there nonchalantly, no one will question us.
Yeah, I mean, I would just pretend
like you're supposed to be there.
I would probably wait until night so we have like the best chance of doing this. Plus, Nicodemus might be in bed or whatnot.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, you can attempt that. Augur, do you want the sword?
Yeah, I think I should take it.
He spins it around so that the hilt is facing you.
I'm gonna grab it.
Make a wisdom save.
Okay. Here we go. 18.
You feel like a lance of like dark pain go through you, but it subsides pretty quickly.
Okay.
All right.
Don't.
I'm just. Good okay. Morning. All right. That's fine.
Keep it professional for now.
Okay, that works.
If we develop a rapport later, it will be developed when it is developed.
Yeah, that'd be a good like, character arc. Yeah.
This is not you corrupting me. This is me redeeming you. You got that?
Sure.
Because we're setting up the character arc in advance.
Look, I can't corrupt you. Again, that is not something I can do.
I mean, yes, but you may not be able to magically corrupt me, but you could, you know, like, convince me into corruption.
Okay. Yeah, sure, I guess. That's technically true.
And then Bud Touch speaks up. All right, so if we're going to do this at night, we can probably just hang out for today, get stuff prepped. We're gonna have to be pretty careful about this one, you know, because for one, have heard of what Nicodemus can do on the battlefield, and I'm not a fan of kind of finding out firsthand, you know?
This will be big. Let's do it right.
You guys liked this episode of Roleplay and Roleplay. We are super excited to have you listening. Thanks for listening to some ads too, if they're there. And music is from One Man Symphony. It's royalty free. And otherwise, we are super excited for when the next episode comes out. So yeah, thanks for listening and have a nice day, I guess. Bye.